Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The meat processing sector is urgently calling on state governments right across the country to introduce on-site COVID vaccinations. In Victoria, workforce capacities at abattoirs have been reduced by 20%. To find out a little bit more about the current situation, I caught up with Australia's Meat Industry Council Chief Executive, Patrick Hutchinson.
It is very up and down in regards to what state that you are in. Certainly, we've seen an uptick in cases of members or places that have been elevated in the amounts of staff that are fully vaccinated. Now, I emphasise that because obviously we've got a scenario where you've got the first jab and you've got to wait, and then you've got the second jab, and depending on AZ or Pfizer. So that's certainly been progressing, but the key thing for us, if we are high risk, which is what the government, federal and states want to say, if we are tier one, which is companies like Safe Work Australia want to say, then we need on-site vaccination to clear us out of the way. And every time we've started to do that, we've either been denied or vaccine has been removed from us at the last minute.
Tell me about the situation in Victoria, because there's new worker capacity limits coming into place there. Is that going smoothly?
Oh, of course it's going smoothly, because that's what our industry does, Eddie. You know, when faced with these sorts of scenarios, we as we've done for since this pandemic has occurred, we've taken the bit between the teeth and got the job done. I guess the unfortunate scenario for us has been that we had no consultation from health at all. Ag Victoria certainly came in to help, but, you know, they're not decision makers, they are facilitators. So it is unfortunate, but, you know, in discussions that I've had with the Victorian Ag Minister, I know that she is keen to see or to ensure that this does not last long for us. But that being said, we are 5 weeks away from the lamb flush that comes through in Victoria. 50% of all lamb processed in the country is in Victoria. And so, you know, all of those metrics combined with a workforce that has been reduced in Metro Victoria inevitably ensures that there is going to be some capacity constraints. So it only depends on how long this is going to go for.
Can you tell me how much of the workforce in Victoria is vaccinated at the moment at abattoirs and processing facilities?
Yeah, so look, we've worked with a number of our members across meat processing, so there's beef, sheep, goat, pork, and also small goods manufacturing. And further processing. So that's, you know, people who are making meals, ready-made meals, etc. What we know in regards to fully vaccination across Victoria is around about 30% of members or sites in that area have got over 80% of their workforce vaccinated.
That's Australian Meat Industry Council Chief Executive Patrick Hutchinson. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.